Hey, welcome to the Purposely Derailed podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Marrero Wilson, licensed social worker and author. Here we ride the track with all things mental health and get purposely derailed on the ways Christ is showing up in our lives. So if you think you've got it all together or crying out for grace, tune in with someone who's right there with you and let's get through it together. This is Purposely Derailed. Remember, you guys, we have our upcoming event that is our Journaling to Heal retreat. Healing is My Story, coming up May 31st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the venue in Springfield, which is 1295 Liberty Street in Springfield, Massachusetts. Tickets are available on www.beneaththehealing.com/events/healing-is-my-story. And tickets are on sale for $60. We are going to have a bunch of panelists there involved and being able to curate an event that focuses on the healing of the mind, body, soul, and spirit for full alignment through the expression of writing and journaling in all different aspects, right? So we are going to have a great time. It's going to be just a day of encounter and healing and support of one another. So please go ahead and get your tickets. There's only 35 tickets available right now. So definitely rush over, get over there and get those tickets. And I cannot wait to see you guys there. Thanks so much. And I will catch you at our event, Healing is My Story, the Journaling to Heal Retreat. Healing in Him, a 31-day journaling devotional. This is day 18, and the promise is redemption. But as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. So yesterday we talked about when we kind of lose sight and on our walk, you know, we've been on fire for God and now it feels like the fire is just simmering a little bit and there's maybe some smoke we got to take a cardboard box and like wave at and re-spark it. And we're just, you know, all the things. And we, you know, we go back to old habits and we're just like, oh, snap. I shared that I caught myself in that same kind of moment. Right before recording the miniseries. And so, and healing in transparency, right? When God gives you permission to share a part of your life, you don't know who needs to hear it come from you in order for them to find permission in themselves to say, oh, okay, that's okay. I see. And not everything is meant to be shared, right? And it's important that we understand that too. We're allowed to keep some things just between us and God. But today we're kind of continuing that conversation about what we go through on this journey, and you know, going back to the idea of the stones that we carry, the ones that we trip over, and all of those pieces when we get hurt, and our trust falls, still a trust fall, but still painful, right? And so for today's prayer request. In Psalms chapter 34, 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. This scripture can normalize the challenges we go through and validate that they are painful things to experience while reminding that God has the final say. Can you take a moment to release your afflictions to the Father and allow him the space to console you as his child? May it be anger, hurt, resentment, rejection, etc. Begin writing and do not pause until you have laid it all out at his feet. Invite him in to comfort you and redeem you. Now, at this point, we're at day 18, and I'm sure that you have heard me say multiple times already, invite him. And multiple times I've said, he needs your consent. He needs your permission. He is not going to just impose and take advantage of. That is the enemy. My pastor, Christine, had put that into perspective for me not long ago, and to help me around discernment of gifts, right? And understand that the enemy imposes and God requires consent. And that's really helped me to, you know, when I think about just discerning. And so when you think about afflictions, yeah, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all. Because we are going to go through stuff. Everybody goes through stuff. First off, let's talk. Many are the afflictions of everybody. Everybody is going through something. When you are a believer and you choose to follow Christ, it feels different when you go through stuff because you are set apart. And so you're not going to cope the same way. You're not going to handle it the same way. You're going to go, you know, give somebody a whooping to get some anger out. You ain't going to go drink your life away to get the hurt out. You know, you're not going to go just splurge and impulsively in resentment. And you are not going to become vile when you feel rejected. Like we have, because we are trying to live righteously, our afflictions feel different. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them of all. Because in righteousness, you are trying really, really hard and intentionally to follow the image of Christ. And that means that when you get pissed off, when you're hurt, when you're mad, when you're sad, you try really hard to still be intentional, to still have gratitude, to still figure out how you can outpour love, to still try very hard to not let it take away from the rest of your day. To wake up and still have mercy because you are given mercy. My son came in yesterday out of nowhere. And he had already said goodnight, and then I hear a knock on my door, and he says, isn't it random, or you know what I was thinking about? Forgiveness. And I'm like, okay. He says, Jesus forgave the people who killed him. And I'm like, yeah, he did. He's like, and then, you know, you think about not being like we have a hard time forgiving. I'm like, right. It's almost like the audacity. How dare you think that you could walk around with unforgiveness in your heart when on the very cross that he was nailed to in front of those that put him there, the words that he spoke was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was still providing grace and compassion in that very moment for the people that put him there. The people who even in that moment still didn't believe. That is hard to even fathom, to try to carry that level of forgiveness. It's just... And that's why he's Christ, and we fall. You know what I mean? But so when we think about afflictions and when we think about the emotions that come out of us in those moments, you know, I think I referenced Job once before too. Yesterday I was talking about Peter. And again, we have permission to feel the things that we're going to feel in our fleshly vessels, right? We know that these things, we you know, they're going to come up. God knows. And so he's saying, okay, this is a thing. Now that person's handling it that way, but how are you going to handle it? Because you've been walking with me. So I have an expectation of you. Same that you have an expectation of me that I'm going to deliver you from this. I have an expectation of you that you are going to carry yourself the way that I have raised you to carry yourself. I am your father, you are my child, and you know better. Now, I'm sure we can all relate to that, and I'm sure if you're a parent, you have said those exact words. I've said it to my kids. I'm like, when you are out in this world, you are not just a representation of yourself, you are a representation of the household that's raising you, which means your parents. And so when you act a fool, you make a fool out of us. Same way, if we act a fool, we make a fool out of you. So in a moment that you face a situation, are you going to make a fool of God? Sometimes, trust me, sometimes we do. Sometimes we're like, oh, crap. I'm going to say another bad word. Sorry, guys. And we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to repent because that's not how we're, you know what I mean? Like, you ever embarrass your parent, you're like, damn, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And it hurts. And it goes back to the conviction of, I don't want to break your heart, God. I don't. Jesus, I love you. I don't want to hurt you. And I don't want to make it seem like the salvation that you provided for me doesn't matter, because it does. Oh my goodness, it does. Facing trials is hard. And the cup that we sometimes have to drink is incredibly hard to stomach. Suffering happens in so many different ways. And there's things that take the life out of you when you go through them. This isn't to invalidate any of that at all. This is to remind you that because you are working so hard to walk this walk differently, God sees you. God sees all of you, me, all of us. Whether or not we're choosing to walk the walk or not, he sees us. And so, but when you give him permission to walk with you, you have an expectation that he is going to pick up the pieces when you can't. And so he has an expectation of you to help pick up some of those pieces as well, that you know that you played a part in having them shatter. So as you reflect on today, let God console you as you tell him about these things, about the trials you face, about the suffering, the pain. This is different this time, right? As you've been walking this walk, it's different than the first time that you tell him what you're going through. Because the first time you're just like, what you gonna do about it? Like, God, like, what you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know my life. But here it's like, no, Father. Dad, help me. You've raised me, Father, and I need you. And I need to just I need to cry at your feet right now. And I need to know that you can make all this go away and make this better and help me. And this is a different kind of invitation to him, right? And so giving him consent and reminding yourself that he is there and he is desiring to help you and deliver you from all of these afflictions. So just bring it to him as your father. Okay, you guys, I will catch you tomorrow for day 19. Thanks for tuning in to the Purposely Derailed podcast. For more information about me or about my books, Ollie the Calming Elf and Ellie the Meditation Elf, please visit my website at www.beneaththehealing.com. And remember, go out and live the best life that you can as it is in his will.